Josie is in for Katie. All right, guess the headline. What do you think this story is about?
He also defecated and urinated in the car.
All right. Hmm. Guess what you think the story is about. Guess the headline. Let's go to Chris. Chris, guess the headline.
Is that Katie breaking into a car?
Oh.
Incorrect. I like your guess, though.
All right.
No, that's incorrect. 800-682-1075. Guess the headline.
He also defecated and urinated in the car.
All right, let's go to Jose. Jose, what's up, Jose?
What's up? How are y'all?
Good. How are you? Guess the headline.
Good. Man smears poop on neighbor's new car.
That's a good guess. Incorrect.
He also defecated and urinated in the car.
Josie, what do you think it's about?
Biden's ride home from debate turns messy.
I was going to say that. How does a liberal beat me to the joke?
Because it's funnier when I say it.
It does have more impact. Uh-huh. It definitely has more impact.
I swear to you, I was
going to
say
that. Really? Now you got to turn it to Trump, and it's funnier when you say it.
No, I was going
to
say Biden got in the wrong car.
That's great. That's great.
He also defecated and urinated in the car.
Squid, what do you think the headline is?
Jason, when he gets in his car and loses after playing a cornhole tournament.
There you go.
Defecated and urinated in the car.
Squid, just to let you know, and yesterday I was like probably the most valuable player at pickleball last night in Kernersville.
Oh, so not cornhole.
Yeah, he couldn't pick up dog food for his new dog because he had pickleball, he told me.
I did.
I need you to get my dog food. I was like, I already got the damn dog for you. I'm not getting the dog food too. He's like, he needs butt wipes. His butt, so I'm not getting your dog's butt wipes.
Yeah, whenever someone tells me that, and we're all busy in different ways, we all have our relaxation things.
That's not relaxing.
No, but Jason's like, I'm busy. And I'm like, you played pickleball for 5 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have time if you want to.
Yeah, but I had an appointment. People were depending and waiting on me. As one of our partners is such a weak link that it's...
Who is it? Do I know him?
Disastrous. Yeah, well, he's in the neighborhood, Joe. He's great at cornhole, but he's...
Oh, your neighbor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it just depends on where you live. Let's go to Nicole. Living next door to a weak pickleball ball player. Nicole, guess the headline.
R. Kelly's driver has had enough.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
You know what? That's really good.
That's a great one.
We've had some good ones here.
He also defecated and urinated in the car.
No, this story is about a bear that broke into a family's minivan and did that thing.
And I noticed there was something moving in the car. And I see the silhouette of the bear through the back window. I was like, holy cow, there's a bear in our car. And he was trapped in there. And probably start freaking out, start tearing the place apart. Yeah. Beyond all the damage it did to its claws, destroying the car. But he also defecated and urinated in the car. So it stinks in there.
Yeah, that would be bad.
He sounds like a cartoon character.
You know it's got to be a lot because bears are big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Bears are scary.
That would be a... If I were the manufacturer of that minivan, mm-hmm. I would do a commercial. Mm-hmm. How spacious it is. So spacious. A bear.
Ooh.
Can come in here and go number two and, you know, roam about.
Marketing guru.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think of everything, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, that, you know, guess the headline. I thought nobody would be able to get it, but the headline's guess were funnier than the headline, which was ridiculous.